Steve, you've brought some binoculars along tonight, and you were telling us earlier that you wished people would get their binoculars out to start astronomy.
Absolutely. I mean, people think you need a telescope. You don't. You need two telescopes coupled together, as you can see here. Yeah. It's just an ordinary binocular. And most people have binoculars at home, and you would be surprised, amazed by what you can see just through very simple binoculars. And it's a very easy way to get into astronomy.
Absolutely. So what sort of things, I mean, you've got a fantastic pair here tonight. What are these? Explain to us about what these are.
This is a 10 by 40 binocular, which means it magnifies 10 times. It's got an aperture, that's the big end, is 40 millimetres. These are normally considered to be birding binoculars, but they're perfectly okay for astronomy. And if you're going to handhold them, you don't really want more than about 10 times magnification, because the 10 times will also magnify your shake. If you find 10 times too much, 7 or 8 times, almost anybody can hold 7 times binoculars.
And what can you expect to see? I mean, are they good enough to see, well, obviously the moon and things like that, but are they good enough to see Andromeda and things?
Absolutely. They're actually better than cheap telescopes for a heck of a lot of the deep sky stuff, the galaxies, the nebulae and that. I've got a book on the subject in which there's over 100 objects that you can see just with 50mm binoculars. And they are fantastically useful. And the other thing is, with a telescope, it can take you ages to set the thing up. With binoculars, it's literally grab and go, and you're observing. You can be observing 30 seconds after you've made the decision to do that.
Well, that's the way to go. And do you think, is it best to have a stand with them, or just have them around your neck and look at the stars? What's the best way to use them?
Well, you will see more if you mount them, because they'll be absolutely perfectly still. And if you've got anything magnifying more than about 10, 11 times, you really do need to mount them. Otherwise, it's handheld. The thing is, once you add a mount to it, you're adding complication. They're less transportable. They will take you maybe 5 minutes to set up instead of 30 seconds, which compared to a telescope is still incredibly fast. But one of the beauties of them is this extreme portability. I have a 15 by 70 that I use quite a lot, and that I just put on a monopod. As a tripod gets in the way. Its legs want to occupy the same space as yours do when you're trying to look with binoculars. But a monopod's ideal.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've been asking everybody this tonight. What is your favourite thing to see? I mean, have you something on your bucket list that you think, I need to see this before I give up astronomy? What's something that you want to see?
I want to see a supernova go off.
Wow.
Betelgeuse, the bright orange star in the shoulder of Orion, is a red giant. Sometime within the next million years, it will become a supernova, which means it'll be so bright it'll be visible during the day. I just hope it happens within about the next 20 years, which is about as long as I've got left on this Earth.
Oh, well, my goodness, let's hope it happens then, if you put it like that. Well, thank you very much for coming to talk to us. I mean, your display, you've got a stand in there, haven't you?
I've got about 7 or 8 binoculars on there, including one which people can come along to and see how much they can find wrong with it. They're sold as astronomy binoculars. They are so rubbish, it's unbelievable.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming to talk to us. And, Steve, it's marvellous. And I didn't know, actually. I mean, I always thought you had to have one of these enormous telescopes, but I've got a pair of binoculars at home, so I should be out tomorrow. Well, if the weather clears, I should be out tomorrow and see what I can see.
Absolutely. Just cast around the Milky Way for a start, and the problem isn't finding stuff. The problem is identifying all the stuff you do find.
This is true. Steve, thank you very much.